JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we travel to Red Hills Road to check out the new athletics track at Calabar High School. And later, our glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Calabar High School is an institution of quite a few firsts. It is said that it was the first secondary school to have its own swimming pool. And today, it's the first to receive a synthetic running track, not only in Jamaica, but also in the Caribbean. The 400-meter track is one of many to be built as part of the $250 million high school sports infrastructure improvement program, being carried out by the Sports Development Foundation, SDF, in 24 schools across Jamaica. Calabar's outstanding athletic reputation is no secret, as the school continues to dominate the annual Issa Grace Kennedy Boys Athletic Championships. The new track will boost training efforts as the boys continue to give their best in the sport. Minister with Responsibility for Sports, Natalie Nita Headley, says many of the recurrent injuries athletes receive are as a result of poor infrastructure. The artificial track is expected to lessen some of these injuries. And the government has reaffirmed its commitment to develop sports infrastructure island-wide to support and mold Jamaica's young athletic stars. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says this has been evidenced through the establishment of the high school's Sports Infrastructure Improvement Program, which aims to enhance facilities, including playfields, courts, bathrooms, and changing rooms in secondary schools across the island.
When these tracks are installed, it is not only track and field which benefits. Football and cricket have also had positive spin-offs from the new infrastructure development. There is information to show that training on synthetic track minimizes the risk of injury for our young athletes. This is important for their safety and health.
Government has invested over $1.5 billion on sports infrastructure over the last 3 years, which includes the construction of two state-of-the-art synthetic tracks, the other at G.C. Foster College in Spanish Town.
Smoking in public or within 5 meters of a public place is strictly prohibited. Public spaces include any workplace, sidewalk, bus stop, restaurant, supermarket, school, hospital, pharmacy, and park. A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA. To get more information, call the NCDA at 564-HELP. That's 564-4357.
Did you know that Vision 2030 has a plan of action to achieve goals for every 3 years? It also provides a system that monitors and evaluates progress towards making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Winifred Shaw.
So when I was a child growing up, our parents used the annatto as a colorant star. Annatto is a thing that grows on the tree, like a pod, and then you can open it and get all the seeds from it. It can be eaten with cooked food. The annatto can also be used as a substitute for curry. That's all I know. I am Winifred Shaw.
Do you have your own glimpses to share? Then email tidbits of your fondest memories about growing up in Jamaica to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. It's time for an Earthquake Awareness Month tip. Locate a place in each room of your home that you can go to in case of an earthquake. It should be a spot where nothing is likely to fall over on you. Make sure you have a plan for when an earthquake strikes. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.